what it means to sow those seeds of church in a world that tells us all the ways that this gospel message won't succeed. In a world that is filled with so many reminders of potential pitfalls all around us that might make this effort seem foolish or frivolous or fruitless. And I could quote you ad nauseum the statistics that often find their way to me via email or conversation about how the church is in decline, about how our global and local communities are becoming more and more post-religion and post-Christian. But I think that it would really just be a rehashing of these scenarios that Jesus outlined for his disciples. Because the truth is that this church gig isn't really easy for any of us. And it would be easy to notice all of the seeds we plant that will never really yield any fruit in the community around us. Or the fruit that we could yield that seems to always stand in the shade and shadow of someone else's tree that seems bigger or better. But that's not really the point of why Jesus tells the parable. Jesus wants us to be aware that there may be those people who think we are foolish or frivolous in our planting. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants us to be foolish and frivolous. Not in a way that is irresponsible, but in a way that believes in abundance. In a way that entertains the idea that we might just be fruitful. And that those who are willing to plant, regardless of what they have been told about that soil, regardless of the fear they have that it might not return the yield they were hoping for, those who are willing to plant will be the most fruitful planters. And those who are willing to plant are what our community desperately needs. That is what we do here. Here at Creekwood Christian Church, a community of planters, you didn't even know you had a green thumb, I bet. A community of co-laborers, of people who have come together to say that we believe in the seeds that we are planting. We believe in the investment that we are making. We believe that there is payoff to be seen in this world. And indeed, I'm here to tell you today about the ways that it is indeed paying off. And yes, because it is stewardship, to remind you of what we need in order to keep paying for it to pay off. But we'll get there in a second. Instead of sharing those numbers and statistics about why church can be hard, I want to share with you some of these numbers and statistics that explain why Creekwood is hopeful. You can find these and a few more on the handouts on your seats if you'd care to follow along. I direct you first to a place that will be directing you later, this communion table. A communion table that we gather around during worship, a communion table where we have broken 104 loaves of communion bread. That's how many times we've come together this year to break bread together to worship God and to delight in the reminder that all are welcome at this table. That communion bread that we break symbolizes so much of who we are. Not only within our church, but within the community around us. It might get old to hear us talking about how this table is set for everybody and open to all if you're here every week, but I promise you, there are still plenty of people in the world who need to hear it. Not a month goes by, actually, that I don't hear from someone who is yearning for a place to belong, hoping for a seat at the table, wondering if a church really exists that would welcome them. They're people that are seeking connection, who are hoping for belonging, who are working to find a place where they might actually hear, "You are God's beloved creation." And they are the people that we strive to connect with. We strive to connect in all sorts of ways, in the ways that we are present within our community. But I have to tell you that these days, most of my evangelism happens via Facebook. Facebook, where as part of our Connect ministry, we had 1,672 unique Facebook views last year. You might be thinking to yourself, I did not see 1,672 people in worship last year. That's not what we're talking about quite. The correlation is not quite that one. What we talk about when we think about the ways that people in this community know us and know to connect with us through these social media platforms, what we're talking about is the idea that I can hop on my computer, have a notification, like I did yesterday, that 10 people mentioned Creekwood Christian Church on a thread about faith communities that are inclusive and welcoming of all people. And when I go and I read that thread, it's awesome to see members' names who've tagged me so then I can hop into the conversation. That's fun. But you know what's even cooler? When people I know I have never met before in my entire life say, "Oh, Creekwood Christian Church is definitely where you want to go." Because they know that that is how we're connecting. They know that people who are looking for a place where they won't be lost in the crowd, where their family will be celebrated and accepted, where they're able to find a rhythm for their faith life that feels authentic and real, that this is a place that they can tell people to be. That this is a place where we are in the process of becoming who God created us to be. Of developing a faith life together that is authentic and meaningful, deep and rich. And it better be, since we spent 26,400 minutes in faith development time last year, right? Across Sunday mornings and theology on taps, small group Bible studies that meet and get together, the ways that we engage with our children, our youth, and even our adults in their faith. We've created opportunities for our children to learn that they are loved unconditionally, that their puzzle piece fits, as Jonathan shared this morning, that this is a community where they will always be safe. There are chances for our youth to explore every aspect of who they are and whose they are, whether it's being silly at youth group, spending time on mission trips or at camp, or learning about how God is profoundly present in every aspect of their lives during faith development on Sunday morning. And as for our adults, opportunities to realize that our faith didn't stop growing when we turned 13. That there are new things we can learn about who God is, about who we are, and about how we're called to be present and active in this world. As our understanding of our faith develops, our sense of mission emerges. A sense of mission that takes us from things as small and as simple as water bottles and granola bars in 2,100 snack attack bags donated, and into things as lavish as a fully served meal, 1,400 of which we have served through Salvation Army partnerships. Salvation Army, for those who don't know, is the only organization south of the lake in Denton County that serves those who are housing and food insecure daily and regularly. Because of this effort that we started to ensure that a Sunday weekend meal was offered at Salvation Army almost 4 years ago, other congregations south of the lake now offer that meal on other Sundays to make sure that there is no weekend that goes by where someone might not have a meal. We are planting seeds where we see a need. The gap in services evidenced by this feeding partnership with Salvation Army is only one example of how our mission as Creekwood Christian Church fills the gaps in our community. We're also one of the only organizations in the county that tries to provide rent and utility assistance to neighbors when we can, which is often because of how generous our congregation has been with blessing bucket donations. Indeed, those little quarters that we put into our blessing buckets during the offering have allowed us to share over $4,000 this year in making sure that people's lights stay on, that their homes stay warm. Exactly a year ago, we were joined by Caroline Hamilton Arnold, the Associate Director of Week of Compassion, who preached a sermon about how disciples churches across the contiguous United States and in Puerto Rico were partnering to rebuild in Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Maria. And it only took us 11 months to mobilize our first missions team to leave the contiguous United States, our first big-scale adult mission trip to go to Puerto Rico, because we are forever expanding our sense of how big our community is. Community is important to us here at Creekwood. Our community is comprised of more lives than we might actually see coming through our sanctuary. It's comprised of more people than it is donuts and donut holes we have eaten, which is really saying something because those numbers were 2,600 and 1,248, respectively. So good work. There's more to be had today after this sermon's over, so go for it. Our community reaches far and wide, and that is because of the ways that we have strived to engage with the people around us. To realize that these doors were not made to be closed, they were made to be open. To recognize that the meals that we prepare were not meals that we expect to know and recognize every face that gathers around the table. To know that this building was created so that we would have a place to worship, but also so that we would have a place to invite. To invite people in. To invite people to discover how God is present within their lives, to invite people to explore and to ask questions, to invite people to know that they can be a part of something more. And as we look through all of these numbers, as we consider how it is that we are able to have so many dang donuts, how it is that we fund curriculum for faith development hours, how it is that we make sure that over 10% of our budget goes to missions every year, how we make sure that we are actively present as God's hands and feet in this world happens through the resources we share. Resources like 1,358 donations made last year to our general fund. Those 1,358 donations made are donations that help provide for a staff that worked 11,440 hours last year. It's fine. It's actually awesome because we worked those 11,440 hours alongside not only 36 active lay leaders serving as our board of elders and ministry council members and officers, but also deacons and small group leaders, faith development teachers, the folks who are willing to get up here at an ungodly hour when Gabe makes them show up to play in this praise band, and then show up at T's Bar and Grill at an ungodly hour to play in the praise band. It's awesome. It's awesome to be a part of this community because it is easy to tell you that as we read through Matthew 13, as we look to the world around us, as we see the ways our community needs us, this is good soil. You have been and are and will continue to be faithful, fruitful planters. We will labor together and we will discover that there is abundance when we join our hands together. Not only in the sowing, but also in the reaping of our harvest. That kind of hope and investment does indeed require a commitment from each of us who consider ourselves to be a part of Creekwood. And that investment is only partially about the numbers that stack up with dollar signs beside them, but that's an important part of the investment too, so important that I made a slide about it. Here you see the numbers for where our funds will hopefully be allocated in our 2020 budget. This is a budget that is the making and the dreaming of looking at the ministry initiatives that we already have going and the hopes we have for the future. You see here how our dollars are allocated, taking into account the ways that we have employed staff and volunteers, the materials, the time, the resources it takes for each of these things to happen. In order for worship to be the meaningful experience that it is, in order for missions to be something that we continue to live into more fully and holistically year after year, in order to keep developing faithful people who feel comfortable exploring where they are here, things as basic as having lights on and some paper to print the bulletin on is nice too, and those costs add up for the resources we share. Dollars that help us connect with the people around us who haven't found us yet, but who we would absolutely love to find. And the ways that we are making sure to span out into our community. And so as I share these numbers with you, along with the ones you find on your seats, I'm not just sharing with you what it means for us to invest our money. I'm sharing with you what it means for us to invest our why. Why, as people who have felt the stirring of God within our hearts? Why, as people who have gathered here in this community of faith and found an opportunity to feel at home? And why, as people who know that there are those within our community who desperately need to feel at home? To feel the stirring of God. And so I remind you, as Jesus tells us this day, here on good soil, here are the ones who heard the word and understood it, who bear fruit that yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Will you pray with me? Holy and gracious God, we give thanks for the ways that you are alive and at work within us and through us. We ask that you continue to be present, that you be with us as we are in these days of discernment, contemplating what we are called to in our stewardship, as servants not only of you, but of your people and your world. Amen.
Would you stand as we sing? Clap with me.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope.